This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The number of job openings fell by more than expected, according to official data yesterday. Help wanted postings were down by 600,000 in February, following a drop the month before. That still leaves nearly 10 million jobs looking for workers to fill those jobs, well above pre-pandemic levels. Friday brings the official unemployment number for March. We're all monitoring to see how the Federal Reserve's high interest rate medicine is working. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has an update.
So far, strong job creation and low unemployment have kept the post-pandemic economy humming, says Eric Friedman at U.S. Bank.
One of the key tenets of the economic resiliency has been strength in the jobs market and also in real wages.
Job growth has been so strong in part because we're still building back from a deep hollowing out early in the pandemic.
We're still 3 million jobs below the pre-pandemic trend.
That's economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
Well over a million are in vital industries, healthcare, education, government. There's another million jobs missing in leisure and hospitality. Americans want to eat out and want to go on trips.
Even as employers post fewer job openings, they're still facing labor shortages, says Jim McCoy at the Manpower Group.
We still have a lot of employers that are struggling to fill mission-critical jobs.
Like registered nurse, software developer, long-haul trucker. McCoy says economic uncertainty is making employers edgy and changing how they hire from a staffing firm like his.
They're going back to a more traditional approach, bringing on contract workers first, then either converting them or letting those contracts expire.
Recently, there's been a wave of layoffs in tech and media, but other than that, most companies aren't trimming their workforces, at least not yet, says Nationwide economist Ben Ayers.
You don't want to actively cut workers because then you're not able to keep up with the demand that you have, but maybe you won't hire as many, or you know, when someone leaves, maybe you won't hire or replace them right away.
Ayers says businesses are getting more cautious and cost-conscious, trying to protect the bottom line against what might be worse times to come.
Those much higher interest rates, the potential for a recession down the road, starting to impact hiring decisions by many businesses.
Most economists predict a gradual slowdown in job creation rather than a sharp, quick cratering in the job market anytime soon. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.